your thing.
Call a transportation meeting to order. We'll let the record show that Senator Boone, Senator Paul Fisher, Senator,
Fakes.
Fakes is here, and the chairman. And the time is, 3:30, and it's on January 15th. This is our first meeting. While we're going.
Happy little Republican crap.
All we're going to do today is go through the file that we have in committee. You've got your list. We can move out those two bills if it's a pleasure. We'll hear them next week, and that would be House Bill 100 and committee substitute for House Bill 111. All the other ones, unless there's a reason for moving them, they're all money bills that I think people just put in for window dressing. We can just leave them in the committee and worry about them later. If you want to review on them, the House Bill 100 is an act relating to the detention of vessels as security for oil pollution, and that was the one that the governor and you should get a. There's a letter for
we
each.
We have a letter from Commissioner Ross regarding House Bill 100.
I might also note to the committee that we've had a change in staff. We have Elizabeth Ziegler, who was my researcher last year, now is the committee staff person. And Blake Call, who was our secretary, is the same place as last year. The House Bill 100, I think we ought to have a meeting next week on, and then the following Monday, we should maybe do this on local service roads and trails. Now, it's the chair. Yes, Senator.
Are you going to give us a schedule of when you anticipate meetings?
Yes, I was just going to say. And unless we get a whole demand in transportation, I'm not going to have meetings on Fridays. I'm not going to call any meetings on Fridays. And Mondays, if we have some hearings and stuff, we'll do that because I want to keep my staff free to track finance as much as possible on DOT. And so that we got a input on that. I don't see too much. Next week, we should be able to do maybe House Bill 100, and I think I will have the draft for the committee to go over on our RS-2477 report. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, would the committee like the analysis of Dot Puff's budget?
Yes. Okay. And you and I discussed, something about maybe possibly tracking it somewhere.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, you have no problems with that. I am of the school, Mr. Chairman, and it feels that the chairman of the committees ought to be on the budget subcommittee.
Well, when we organize the Senate next year as a Republican organization, I think that we should have them on the subcommittee.
I made that request to the person who decides the budget subcommittees in writing and never got a response.
So if there's no objection, why we'll go ahead and do House Bill 100 next Wednesday. We will not have a Monday meeting or a Friday meeting. Yes.
It always seems rather ridiculous to me to have to sit there being responsible as chair of the governor's office for his elections. Transportation is refers to
public
facilities and all the rest of the Department of Administration. And yet we have not one single input to the budget. We know more about them than the average broadcast.
That's right. And that what I plan on doing is having Blake probably track a lot of the finance work that's going on when you're in subcommittee, and I'll be there part of the time, so that we've got something that we can, because right now we've got two members on finance.
Say, Mr. Chairman, I think that if you or any other chairman did come to any subcommittee meeting, I think that the chairman would welcome you. But what I found is you don't get the attendance that you want. 5-4-1-2. So if you were to come, I know.
There's no dispute with it. some of them to set up business, some of them we can't get if we don't, they don't take into consideration our input. Whereas when we're chair of it, or house chair of it, or something like that, be a part of it, we're more part of it, just a casual observer.
Well, I would like to see this committee have more input into the six-year plan, into planning some of the projects that are going on, because we're given that now in a carte blanche attitude, and I think that we should be able to, on the ferries system, what are we going to do? Are we going to do the overview on these high-speed ferries and then back off, and Jan's going to do them, and, you know? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a suggestion to you for I would think would be a very insightful session. I'd like to see you invite the Federal Highway Administrator of the State of Alaska, who's based here in Juneau, to present to the committee an overview of all the categories of federal dollars available to this state for the Department of Transportation. Barry Moorhead is a very good man. He's a very knowledgeable man, and I think you would find it very, very interesting.
Well, what day ahead of you? We're setting up that schedule.
He'll be back in town next Tuesday.
Right.
Chair,
he's out of town right now. Yes. He's out of town. We anticipated that after we got your letter.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I have a bill coming to you that will amend the process of municipal planning in municipalities of over 200,000 folks to put a legislator and a citizen on the policy committee in those areas that have that, because what we're seeing out there is that the politics of the local city council or the mayor's office is totally controlling not only the state dollars within those locales, but the federal dollars as well, and the state has a 2-to-1 disadvantage in the vote. So I have got a bill prepared to require a little larger policy-making committee and to look at how the votes are taken in deciding the use of those dollars, because the legislature is not only cut out totally, the state is cut out also.
Who's going to choose that legislator?
The president of the Senate.
Okay.
That takes, Mr. Chairman, yes. Takes care of your area of the state. It's over 200,000.
Doesn't it? No. Communities.
I know that. That's why
although
I assumed that in that it was fast approaching that population.
Oh, okay.
Now, Mr. Chairman, if I can, what I'd like to see is, I guess I have some kind of frustration is when we sit here and we look at all these things, but no prioritization at all. So we could approve something which we might feel in our mind is going to be done, but they shove it to the back. Somebody shoves it to the back burner, and we never see it happen. It seems to me somewhere the legislature should be in a position to say, we will do one for 2 seconds. Right down.
Well, I think we'll have, that's what is on my, was on my notes to do.
Mr. Chairman, will we have the record?
Yes.
Will the record please show that Senator Joseph has joined us this afternoon?
Thank you.
One of our schedules will be to have an overview early on the six-year plan and what schedules are up, when they're up, and I may very well have that next week and have two meetings next week if we can get that in time before it goes to the finance.
Senator, the six-year plan will be out at the end of January.
I would like to have the overview, though, before the plan gets out on the deck. Okay, I'm going to be asking, and I guess I made a tactical error in asking for that bill to come across, the caboose bill, in a technical session. I should have done it in the regular session, and I was told politely that I was doing something behind somebody's back. But tomorrow I will be asking for an act relating to the release of motor vehicle records to come across to us. That's Senate Bill 275, transportation related.
State Affairs Committee.
I don't know where it's at.
Mr. Chairman, that's my bill, and I don't mind, you know, if you take it, all it does is put some restrictions on, right now, anybody who wants to can walk into motor vehicle agency and get any of our license plates, get our name and address, just copy that, all right, and that's all it is restricts who can do that, and it lets all the people who have a need to know be able to go in there and get the information, and that's it.
A lot of people make dates that way.
Chairman, it also prevents everything from happening that we had on that case with the guy, got his numbers threatened.
I'm not asking.
But secondly, I don't know why this committee wants it. It's not your purview to have it. It's the State Affairs purview. It's not the Transportation Committee.
Why are you guys interested in it this year? You weren't interested in it last year.
What we did, Senator, what we did is we went through the docket. And we picked out all of the bills that were, i.e., had transportation or related items, and said, well, maybe we ought to bring these across. I got snockered last year by that Kaminko thing not getting into our committee. And I'm a little bit upset about it.
Because it had to do with roads.
Snicker.
It had to do with roads, I agree, but I don't.
All right, then 275, I don't necessarily need it. And the one other one is an act relating to the municipal regulation of vehicles for hire, 306. That's related, and it wasn't referred to us.
All right, that would be, I would say, within your purview.
All right.
Not the license.
All right, well, then I won't do that one. But 312 is an act relating to free passenger services for seniors on Alaska Railroad.
That's yours.
Well, see, those didn't come across to us.
That was very, very favorable action.
What? You've got all kinds of
things. You guys want the railroad to make money, and yeah, now we've got bills into
senior citizens
increased costs.
I mean,
longevity
bonus.
He gets his bonus check next.
Each,
So if there's objection, we will not ask for 275.
You can, Mr. Chairman. I have no objections if you want to look at that bill. I honestly.
If Mitch has got it, he's going to move it out. Well, it's.
No, I have it, and I plan to move it out tomorrow.
Well, it should come into State Affairs. It's State Affairs problem.
Well, you got a
financialization problem.
First referral?
No.
No, you're the last.
Why don't you guys take this stuff to caucus?
Chairman, I moved it. Do not accept, well, I prefer that you didn't accept that particular bill and check up this particular committee. Check up.
Your request is honored.
Thank you.
And like I say, we've got our next proposal for the, and I'll be sending you a memo on that tomorrow from Valerie Chavez on the RS-2477. Report will be transmitted to us so that we can have it for the first of the week. And I'm going to be asking for another 5-month contract with them to do 4 national park services, 5 fish and wildlife service plans, 2 national forests, and 2 Bureau of Land Management plans. So that we'll have that by the end of the session. Okay. Senator Joseph, and the thing that we brought up is that in your packet, the only two bills that I intend to bring out are the two House bills, House Bill 100 and House Bill 111, and the rest of them are bills that I think that they're more or less would just go over to finance. They're all asking for big lobs of money for construction of projects. And unless somebody wants to move one of them or ask that it be brought up, we'll take next week on Wednesday. I told the committee that I had not planned, Senator, to meet on Fridays until our docket gets, until we get the schedules up. So next week we will meet on Wednesday, and if I could get the overview on the six-year plan put together fast enough where we'll do that on Monday. Is there anything that any of the senators wish to bring up at this time? If not, our 10 minutes, Senator Cruz, are up.